This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or a podcast for Franklin Matters. This is number 54 in the series. So let's take about 10 minutes to keep current with what matters in Franklin, Mass. As the week ends January 17th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the school committee meeting of Tuesday, January 12th. Several items come from this meeting. And of note, it attracted the largest attendance to a school committee meeting in a long time. The council chambers were standing room only. Better yet, this attendance was not due to some protest or uproar. It was due to the recognition being provided to a number of school groups. The major theme covering these activities, I think, can be summarized in how pervasive the schools are within the overall Franklin community. First up was recognition of the various student and school personnel who participated in the fundraising for the war memorial dedicated on the town common back on Memorial Day 2009. I won't repeat the names of the individuals here. It is quite a list covering all the schools in town. You can see the school committee meeting notes on Franklin Matters for the details. Second, the presentation of grants to the Best Buddy chapters at Franklin High and Annie Sullivan Middle School. More than $6,000 in grants were awarded to enable these student-operated chapters to continue their efforts in the Best Buddies program. And if you're not familiar with Best Buddies, you can find out more information on the link provided. Third, there was a presentation by the local chapter of Teen Angels. Led by Linda Cahane, the local chapter is currently made up of 17 students in the 7th and 8th grade. They're going through some training, formalized, and working on projects under the auspices of the national wiredsafety.org. They presented a pledge to raise awareness around cyberbullying. They've also developed a survey to capture data on cyberbullying. This survey will be released to the Franklin Middle Schools, then to the high school, and ultimately made available to other school districts across Massachusetts. Now, stepping back, technology advances have been occurring so rapidly that the proper behavior and etiquette around those technologies have not necessarily been developed until after the fact. And that, I think, is the case here. The device and service texting is already heavily utilized, particularly among the teens and the students. This student-led initiative will help to address the cyberbullying practices from their own point of view. And that's going to be a key to, I think, their being successful. Fourth, there was a presentation on the World Challenge. This would be a trip for about 15 to 20 Franklin High students to Peru. The students would start planning and fundraising for the trip now, preparing for about 17 months before the trip, for the trip itself to last a full month. It would bring them to Peru. They would spend some time on a service project. They would do some educational activities. And certainly it would also take the opportunity to do some recreational activities while they're in this country. A video overview of the organization World Challenge and the trips they conduct from both the teacher and student points of view are now available on Franklin Matters, so you can follow those links and view those videos. Later in the meeting, the school committee did approve that the planning for this trip can continue. On the regular school committee meeting topic list, a couple of items rose. One, the Mass Association of School Committees sent the district some information on developing regulations around vehicles idling on school property, particularly while picking up and dropping off students. After some discussion, the school committee recommended reaching out to the police department for advice on how enforceable this would be before proceeding. I think that's a good idea. The state and federal Race to the Top program was discussed. You may have heard of this. There's a great deal of stimulus funds apparently being touted for this. But from our perspective, from a Franklin perspective, there's potential for a small gain in regards to the large pain, as a short way of putting this. The program would provide stimulus funds for education, but it's really targeted to poorly performing districts. And we're a high-performing district. So even if we did spend the time and effort to try and implement, the return would not cover the effort involved. And I like the fact that the return on investment, or ROI, was considered in this case. Also importantly, the school committee provided some guidance to Superintendent Maureen Sobolinski, Assistant Superintendent Sally Winslow, and Director of Finance Miriam Goodman on what the school committee would like to see in the 2011 school budget package. Now, the first presentation on the budget is scheduled to occur at the next meeting, January 26th. So please mark your calendar. If you have any curiosity or interest in the school budget for next year, this will be the first time to find out what's going on and to get involved. The school department also received a visit from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education in December. The visit included a fiscal review, not an audit, that ended up praising the operations of the business office. I wrote, "It was not too long ago. It seemed like every time you turned around in Franklin, something or someone was chipping away at the block of trust that the citizens had in Franklin's government. The low point probably occurred just before Thanksgiving 2007. The school committee released information that irregularities in the school budget had been discovered by the town controller. This appeared to be a classic release bad news before the holiday move. However, this was not a story to be buried. This was the most serious of several incidents that had residents of Franklin really questioning who they could trust and what information they could trust." The January 9th, 2008 town council meeting was actually a joint one, as the town council sat along with the school committee to hear the auditors present the details of their findings. So, sorry to have brought the bad news back up, but I really just wanted to put this good news in regards to the DESE visit into the proper perspective. The town, including the school's budget, has been audited since then by the town's regular auditors, and the results have come up clean. Policies and procedures have been revised and implemented to improve the financial operations with the appropriate checks and balances. The trust issue, from a budget perspective, should have been put to rest. But if someone was still looking for another source to confirm the town auditor's findings, I think we have one. The school department received this fiscal review for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and the text, I'll quote from, "The Franklin Public School has done well in maintaining a comprehensive system of written internal policies and procedures relative to the operations of the school budget office. Implementation of a comprehensive system of internal controls ensures that funds are expended in compliance with state and federal regulations and are used for the intended purposes of the grant. Franklin Public Schools has a number of best practices being performed. Management and other department personnel should be commended for not holding credit cards in the name of Franklin Public Schools. Additionally, the school district does not have an administrative petty cash fund. While most districts find this a necessity, Franklin Public Schools has done well in eliminating this potentially risky practice." End quote. The credit for this combination goes to the work of Miriam Goodman, Director of Finance, who came into this role specifically to address the problems and create good practices. Kudos to the school committee for their hiring practices that led to the approval of Miriam for business administrator. Miriam has done great work. She shows integrity in her work, and the town overall is better for it. Now, the full text of this letter can be found on Franklin Matters, along with the Long-Term Financial Planning Committee's work. I believe this letter goes a long way to help restore trust in our local government. Taking some time to look ahead this week, the town council will meet on Wednesday the 20th. The agenda includes a presentation from the architects of the plan to redo downtown and a report from the subcommittee on the charter revision. Both of these topics are critical to Franklin's future, and they're happening now. The charter, of course, determines how we govern ourselves to conduct our own town business. And the downtown presentation will determine what the downtown will look like. It's been mentioned frequently that they're looking to restore two-way traffic on Main Street, for example. As a frequent commuter train rider, I'm really interested in finding out how they will handle traffic coming out of the downtown parking lot for the train station when the train arrives, specifically if there is two-way traffic on Main Street. It already takes several minutes to get out with one-way traffic. If you're going to allow a left turn between Dean Bank and Acapulco's restaurant, I wonder what the effect on the parking lot will be. So I have a personal interest in that. If you have any interest in the downtown, I would definitely recommend attending and participating. There will also be a presentation and vote on a change to the solid waste and recycling rates. You should pay attention to this for a number of reasons. One, it affects what you put on the curb. Two, it potentially can affect your pocketbook or wallet. Three, it can position the town better off for being green and environmentally conscious. All important things that affect each and one of us directly. So, to recap this entire session, school committee had some good recognitions of various groups in the schools and good educational opportunities to highlight that our students have the capability to see and enjoy an experience. The town council meeting this Wednesday can help determine our future in real ways. I strongly suggest you take an active role and come down to the council chambers to observe and take the opportunity to speak up if necessary. Of course, with the election on Tuesday the 19th, I strongly encourage everyone to get out and vote. Your one vote counts a great deal. As I close this session this week, let me just remind you that if you like what I'm doing, please tell your neighbors. If you don't like what I'm doing, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, of course, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have any specific questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.